be made of?
Yeast, and my roll dough is made out of potato and milk, which makes a very good icebox.
Mashed potato or grain?
Mashed. Uh-huh. Dollar mashed potato.
Right. And yes, the basic ingredient in most cases of...
Of course, is flour.
Flour, all right. And when you use yeast in it, do you have a different word for the type of loaf?
Risen bread.
Okay. And if they're smaller and made...
Rolled.
And what about the ones that you maybe have with maybe ham for breakfast?
Biscuit.
And any other...
Muffins.
Right. What about if it's made from cornmeal?
Cone
you make this kind
and muffins and egg bread.
Egg bread. Now, what's the difference between egg bread and cornbread? Is that the same?
None. Well, now, you can make cornbread without some of the other ingredients that egg bread has. Regular corn pone is just water and the meal and maybe no flour at all, salt and a little bit of grease, and just can be cooked in little hoe cakes or could be put in a pone and cooked in the oven.
Now,
I don't do it, but
What is the distinction between hoe cake and corn pone? Is it the size?
Oh yes, hoe cake can be little thin things that are just put on a spider, as we were talking about yesterday, that is on top of the stove. And corn pone would be made, molded into a larger pone that is thicker too.
All right, and do you ever remember it? Now, you said occasionally, you didn't do it, but occasionally it was put in the oven and baked. Any other ways that you recall making this kind of bread?
On an open fire.
And how was it done then? On like on the spider?
Yes, I think so. I used to go to an old Negro man, his house that was not too far from us, and we loved the little corn pones or something, hoe cakes maybe, I've forgotten just what. Did she cook some way down on the fireplace?
Fireplace, all right. And when it's cooked in fish grease?
That's hush puppies.
And what about with cracklings from rendered lard?
Yes, crackling bread.
You ever make it?
We have had it.
I think it sounds good. I have had it just a few places, and I've never, I think that it ought to be made better.
Well, the old-fashioned homemade ones, the cracklings were dried out thoroughly, and were just little bits in this, and
gave
it a delightful taste and flavor.
What about any bread that was maybe more like cake? Do you have any maybe served... like a vegetable and dipped out of it?
Well, now, I've never made that spoon bread, and there's some kind that you can drop into the pot liquor.
Dumplings,
but out of cornmeal, too.
Oh, really?
Now, I don't know what they were called.
And you have you can have homemade bread, or the kind you get at the store. You call that?
Light bread.
And also you can have a sort of sweet that is a dough cut out and then a hole cut out.
Donuts.
Any other words for that?
Yes, crullers.
Crullers, you use that? Is that an old word?
No, it's not. It was new to me. They had them for a while at our colonial store, and they quit making them. Now, what the difference is, it's taste more like that. It's kind of a cake dough.
I see.
That's brown, and they're delicious, but they haven't had them lately.
I see. And what about the kind of cake that you have, little thin patties, maybe have it for breakfast with syrup or something?
Hot cakes, batter cakes, or griddle cakes.